Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Monday morning, August 7th. Hundreds of professional workers employed by the state are no longer receiving overtime pay due to rules resulting from Iowa's new collective bargaining law. But officials told a legislative committee last week they're making exceptions for employees in high demand so they don't leave for the private sector. David Houghton at the Iowa Department of Administrative Services says some nurses will still get overtime pay.
That covers registered nurses at the Department of Corrections, the Department of Human Services, the Veterans Home, nurse clinicians at the Veterans Home, and I believe one psychiatrist at the Department of Corrections.
A union representative predicted that some professional workers may sue over the new rules. An attorney for the state's largest public employees union, AFSCME, said the employees won't have recourse through their bargaining units anymore if they have complaints about overtime, so their only remedy will be through the courts. Public school funding can't be released until the Illinois General Assembly agrees on a new evidence-based funding plan. But last week, Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed large portions of Senate Bill 1, the only such plan that's passed both chambers. As education reporter Dusty Rhodes explains, Rauner was missing crucial numbers when he announced his changes.
At the moment he issued his mandatory veto, the governor didn't know how many votes he would need to enact his changes, how those changes would impact dollars going to schools, or even how long it would take the State Board of Education to do all that math. He also hadn't shared his plan with his own party's longtime point person on school funding, State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington.
Well, as you know, I can't speak for my colleagues. I was not given a chance to see the mandatory veto before it was issued.
Rauner had established a bipartisan commission that met for 6 months to come up with a new school funding plan, but his veto includes measures never discussed by that group. Number crunchers at the state board have been struggling to incorporate his changes into a financial model. Rauner says the Democrat-sponsored bill is too generous to Chicago, and his changes would fix that. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
An Iraq War veteran and former congressional candidate has decided to run for Iowa Secretary of State. Jim Maurer, a Democrat, grew up on a farm in Boone County, but now lives in Des Moines. While deployed in Iraq in 2006, he encouraged members of his unit to vote and helped them request absentee ballots. Maurer currently works for a human services agency in Des Moines and teaches political ideology at Grandview University. He also worked at the Pentagon, overseeing the Army Office of Business Transformation. Maurer objects to a new election law signed by the governor in May. It requires voters to present a government form of identification, such as a driver's license. And the early voting period will be 29 days instead of 40. Maurer has run for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives twice, but lost both times. Governor Kim Reynolds and U.S. Senator Joni Ernst are among the four women who will be inducted into the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame. They'll be joined by outgoing Des Moines City Councilwoman Christine Hensley, who has served for 24 years, and the late Jane Boyd, a prominent educator in Cedar Rapids in the early 20th century. The Christine Wilson Medal for Equality and Justice will go to Alicia Claypool, founder of the Interfaith Alliance of Iowa and co-founder of Iowa Safe Schools. The induction ceremony will be held on August 26th. For WVIK News, I'm Lacey Scarmana.